Okay, the reading is from Isaiah 9, verse 2 to 7. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as the people rejoice at the harvest, as men rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as far as the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. Every warrior's boot used in battle, every garment rolled in blood, will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing it and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. Thanks be to God.
I was born in Germany in 1963. My father was serving in the Air Force, and I was born in a place called Wegberg in Germany, and we moved from there to Holland, and from Holland back to Germany, and all over that part of North Europe. And when my dad was leaving the Air Force, then he came and we lived at St. Athens. So this isn't my first time in this part of the world. As a young child, we lived down at St. Athens. And then he left the Air Force. And he left the Air Force at quite a bad time. There was lots of people. They were reducing the size of the forces, and he left the Air Force. There was a lot of folk out of work at the time. And he took a job with the gas board, and it wasn't really a very, very well-paid job. And our first house was that we lived in a rented prefab. Now, for those who are too young to know, prefabs were basically tin boxes. They were aluminium houses put up very quickly at the end of the war. And the thing I remember most about the prefab, I remember it with very fond memories, but I do remember waking up in the morning with ice on the inside of the walls. Not on the windows, on the walls. It was a very cold house. And from there, we moved into another house that my dad managed to get a mortgage for. What I remember is Christmases were incredibly happy times. But looking back now, as someone who's 50, looking back to when I was 6 and 7 and 8 and 9 and 10, what I realize now, which I didn't realize at the time, was we really didn't have very much. Money was really very, very tight, and we would get a present, and we would have everything you'd know as Christmas. And I didn't realize at the time that actually money was very tight, and it was actually quite a meager Christmas compared to modern Christmases. We would get one big present, and we'd have Christmas lunch, and some of you will remember things like this, that the milkman would come on Christmas Eve for the last time, and you wouldn't see him again then for about a week. And so my mum would stock up with all the milk, and it would sit outside the back door because we didn't have a fridge. And we used to have a little half-pint pot of cream that would last the five of us all Christmas. You remember those days when you just asked yourself the one little... Yeah, the folk who are my age and older remember that. The little ones who are younger will think we're mad. But that was how we used to do it. But I do remember one Christmas standing with my sister, Caroline, who's a year younger than me, and we were stood in front of the big toy store in Coventry, and it was about a fortnight before Christmas, and we were looking at the presents, and we were looking at the toys in the window, and my little brother said, "That's what I'd really like," and he was pointing at some sort of toy, and I remember my sister turning to him and saying, "That's not for people like us. That's not for people like us. That's for rich people." And it was only years and years and years later, as I look back, that I realized actually, now you tell kids this nowadays and they don't believe you, but it was a bit tight. Over the last few weeks, as we've prepared for Christmas through Advent, we've looked at a number of readings through the book of Isaiah about what the day of the Lord is going to be like, when the Lord returns, what the promise of God is like, when his kingdom fully comes, and the glimpses that we have of that in Jesus. And it just struck me that as we've looked over the weeks at what the Lord is going to bring, the joy, the peace, the worship, the celebration, the healing, his kingdom fully. There are folk who say, oh, but that's not for us. That's all well and good, and I know it's in the Bible, but I can't believe that's for me in my life. Often when I talk to people about gifts of God and their gifting and their place in the church, they say, oh, I don't have any special gifts. That's not for me. And you say, but look, in the Bible it says God has gifts for everybody. Oh, yeah, I believe it for everybody else. I believe it for other folk. But I can't believe that's for me. And we look at these promises of blessing and healing and of peace and of justice and of righteousness. And we look at the world and we think, oh, maybe it's not for us. But the promise of Christmas is this. For to us a child is born. To us a son is given. And what I want to concentrate is not on the born or the son or the given, but on the word us. God never said, for to them I have blessing, to them I have something special. God never said, for another people there is righteousness and justice and peace and healing. His word to Isaiah is this, unto us a son is given, unto us a child is born. And if the increase of government and peace, there'll be no end, and there'll be righteousness and justice, and all the things we've seen over Advent. These promises are for you, and they are for me. And it says in the book of Acts, they're for our children and our children's children as well, quoting the book of Joel. This book and its promises are not for another people at another time. They're for us, now, today. One of the things here in Wales that I've noticed is the way that we're always looking back and saying, oh, wasn't the past great? You know, the days of revival, the days when there were a chapel on every corner and they were full, wasn't that great? Wasn't God's blessing great back then? Listen, God's promise is that to us there is hope, to us there is peace, to us there is power and joy and healing. This isn't for another people at another time in another place. This is for us. For unto us God has been gracious and good. And maybe the greatest Christmas present we could get this year is just for the Spirit to speak into our hearts and say, actually, I'm the child of God. I'm a child of God. It was for me that he came and was born and lived and died and rose again. This isn't for other people at other time. It's for me. And if you've never asked Jesus into your life as Lord, let me just say to you this morning, it's for you as well. Unto you a child was born, and unto you a son was given. And maybe you're here this morning as a visitor, maybe you're here, you've come every week, and you've never made that step of asking Jesus into your life. And what I want to say to you is this. God's gifts aren't for other people. They're not for other places. They're not for other times. They're for you, and they're for me, and they're for today, if you'll only ask him in. Make this a really special Christmas if you've never done that, by asking him into your life today. This Christmas, may you be filled with the wonder of Mary, the obedience of Joseph, the joy of the angels, the eagerness of the shepherds, the determination of the Magi, and the peace of the Christ child.
And may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and with those you love, now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen. Let's close with the words of the grace. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.